a little bit about the concept of Hakamas Matseva, putting up a monument, or in North American terms, it's known as an unveiling service. Usually they put a cloth is draped over the monument before the ceremony begins. That seems to be a North American thing. You know, we're very into ceremonies here, but there's no really halachic significance. I was once asked, I came to officiate at a unveiling, they said there's no cloth on. Could we still have the unveiling? I said, we won't have the unveiling, but we'll do our Hakamas HaMatseva, which is actually the inyan. There's no it's unclear what the concept ever was of, you know, maybe just to bring excitement, you know, you see the name. Be it as it may, what's the concept of Hakamas Matseva? So actually it goes back to the times of the Bible. Yaakov Avinu, after Rachel died on the road in Beis Lechem, so Yaakov didn't want to leave her there buried and that's it, so he built a monument for his mother. So we see Kivud Avim, but we see Kavod Ames, honor to the dead. You shouldn't just bury someone in the middle of nowhere and then no one should know where she is, so they put up a marker. In fact, there are different reasons why we put up a monument. Some want to say it's for location of the grave. How are you going to know where a person wants to go back and visit? How are you going to know where to go? That's one school of thought. Another school of thought is to protect the Kohanim. Yes. The Kohanim can't walk around Tumas Mace, so therefore you have to have signs up so they know where to go. And others point out even more, it doesn't apply so much today. We have a deer, we have the cats, the caterpillars, but back in the day, before we had the big instruments to help put up the monument, so what happened was is that, so they used to just put a bunch of stones on top of the ground, little stones on the ground, but what happened was, because it was to protect them from the animals used to dig underneath the ground to look for food. So therefore, as we'll see, therefore, every time they came back, they used to put more stones on in order to. That's where some want to point out the custom. What's the concept? So that's the Hakamas HaMatseva. You build a monument with Kavod Ames. There's a custom in Jewish cemeteries that if you notice, people put stones on top of the monuments. What is that based on? Is there any basis for it? So yes, there is. So they give. The two schools of thought I'll share with you, there could be more, I'm sure there are, that one is, what is a stone? In Hebrew, it's called sur, rock. Who also is referred to as the rock? HaKadosh Baruch. Huh? Correct. The rock of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rock of the world. So therefore, what do we say when we put a rock down? We can't be a 24/7, but you're never going to be alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there without the rock, but the rock symbolizes, it makes us feel better, makes the Nifter feel better, that God is watching over us at all times. So you don't have to worry, you're not alone. You can move on in life. You have to go on. It's the new normal. But the rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be watching. And others point out, perhaps on a deeper level as well, is what is a rock? A stone is something which is permanent, that you can, you know, it never goes away. So too, even though life is only temporary, but your legacy is permanent. The influence you had on your family, your spouse, your kids, your grandkids, your friends, your relatives, even though you pass on, but all the chesed you taught them, the importance of davening, learning, that's forever. And that's what we do at the monument when we put the stone to remember that even though, like, as we say, the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are opened up on Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, I understand why the people who just died in the past year, we open up the books. But why we open up the books of the people who died 25 years ago? Or 20, they haven't done much since. So what's there to discuss? The answer is no. It works in the positive and the negative. I'll discuss the positive. That each time, even though you've been passing for 20 years, but your friends, relatives, the people you had an influence on, they continue to daven, to learn, to do mitzvahs, that affects your, you get credit, you get schar, and you keep on moving. So every year, let's see, wow, what did your relatives do? We gotta move you up. So therefore, that's a permanent thing. Life is only transient, it's only temporary, but your impact you have on others, that's permanent, and that's the concept. So we had the concept going back to Yaakov Avinu with the monument, either to locate the grave, to avoid Kohanim going on, historically putting the stones on either because to keep the animals away, but today that we have the big trucks, it's because the God is watching over. Sur means rock and stone is permanent, and our loved one, remember, is with us forever.